Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, the podcast. We're joined today, huge guest, massive guest, Christopher Moltisanti.
Christopher Moltisanti.
Yeah. Welcome
That's
to the
me,
show.
Man. Thank you, dude. I appreciate
it. And also, my agents are going to kill me this weekend, the 7th and 8th, Salt Lake City at Wise Guys. Great club.
Great club, good hotel.
Say, go see Adam.
You know what? Go see Adam.
Thank you.
And don't do any Mormon stuff. They're anti-Mormon there.
Are they?
They're the opposite of the, like, they don't, the Mormons are not going.
They're wise guys.
They want you to hear, they want to.
The Mormons go to see Brian Regan.
Yes.
That's he is it. Such a good stand-up.
He is. But even I got heard he got in trouble there because he said damn on stage.
Yeah.
And the Mormons are like, wow, we got to go home and have sex now. Yeah. We got to have a lot of sex.
No, they soak. That's what they do. Do you know about soaking?
Yeah. Soaking. Is it like a sex thing?
Yes. They go in.
I also poked my tickets over at Hyenas Fort Worth this weekend, 7th and 8th, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Good city.
You're going to be laughing like a hyena.
Dallas. Can I do one?
Yes, yeah, please.
Sure. Where? Madison Square Garden.
That. And April 13th at, I think it's the Empire Theater in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, my God. They got a lot of big women down there.
Is that
Charles
downtown?
Barkley.
Where is that? Where's the Empire?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm Austin the night before, and then San Antonio.
Where in Austin are you?
The Paramount Theater.
Oh, okay.
But sold out.
I'm excited to go back to Texas. Yeah. After I'm reading all the Caro LBJ books.
We almost bought a house yesterday in Texas,
in
Nick
Beaumont.
And I.
Well, Adam thought it was 70
for
acres.
A gay marriage. It said 70 on Zillow.
I know, but if you look at the map, it's in a cul-de-sac.
Well, I'm glad you looked at the map. Yeah.
You guys don't want to go to Texas. You're not Texas.
Beaumont,
boys.
Texas.
Texas is a big state. There's a lot of different parts of Texas. Beaumont sucks. East Texas sucks.
Yeah.
Hill Country's great. And then West Texas, that's fucking Mars.
But you guys want to walk to a store. You want to walk and get a coffee. You can't do that in these other places where everybody moves.
Yeah. I wouldn't have to get in my truck to go get my mail.
You don't want.
I want a cold roll. Yeah. To Starbucks.
I want a horse that doesn't respect me that I can't get on.
Yes.
That I have to use doggy steps to get on my fucking horse.
You have to running start and jump on
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
trying to get kicked in the head by my horse that doesn't respect
you'd
me.
You'd survive, dude.
Well, and then I could live as a mental retard. And that's the dream.
You actually have the perfect facial hair, too, for like a horseshoe. It's just it's like
right.
Bang.
Bang.
Yeah. Did you wear this on account of us? You're like, I'm going to the Bad Boy podcast.
Deutschland Special Olympics.
Wait, that's the German national team for the Special Olympics?
That's got to be a tough Special Olympics because they would have all been experimented on 80 years ago.
It's Mengele and grandchildren.
I would imagine the parents, when that came out in Germany, were like, do you have to promise this isn't more experimental?
Yes.
They're like, well, it kind of is.
Yeah.
It's sort of an
this
experiment.
Is the if Hitler came back, this is the most offensive thing he could see.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that they made a Special Olympics with his beautiful people.
Yeah,
there's
Jesse
a lot
Owens
that he
wins.
Like.
Yeah, he wouldn't care about that.
Jesse Owens beats all the German retards.
Yeah.
And he's
no,
like,
all
damn.
Those German Special Olympics look like Ivan Drago, probably. They're probably pumping them with roids.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge. What were we talking about before? Mormons.
Texas.
Soaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is soaking?
Soaking is they get it big and then they stick it in no pumps.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then there's an additional
element
you're
forgetting.
It's a loophole.
What's that?
So they put it in, they don't move because it's like if they're not moving, then it's not fucking.
Yeah.
Right. And then they have a friend jump on the bed.
Yes.
So it's the friend doing it. It's like the fucking like I'm not fucking you kind of like you know.
Why are you
I'm
hitting
just
yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
I'm
a gay
close
thing.
My eyes.
No, it's Mormon. It's
a Mormon
thing. Premarital sex thing.
Oh, okay. So they don't even insert at all.
No, they
no,
do.
They put it in,
but then
they
don't move.
Okay.
No humps.
That's I respect that. Soaking.
I always love stuff like I love the idea that God's like you tricked me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did it.
Yeah, wow. The perfect crime.
As God, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. No, I grew up with a lot of Mormons in Vegas.
Right.
And their moms were so hot. Like, all my Mormon friends' moms were, like, they'd only had sex with one guy their whole lives, and they were just, like, bursting with, like, they're all blonde and, like, nice. They all had, like, great snacks.
Did you hook up with any of them?
The moms?
Yeah.
As a boy? They weren't fucking me. They were not
fucking
me.
See, I think you are, you're...
Alex was.
He was fucking the...
Alex was fucking, like, wives and stuff.
Really?
Moms, yeah.
That's crazy. Why did he come here?
Because, I don't know, he wanted to get out of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to be a director of photography.
Yeah. I didn't know he was fucking a bunch of hot Mormon moms in Salt Lake.
Yeah, blonde.
For how much he complains about Salt Lake, that would kind of offset what makes Salt Lake.
Yeah, but he's a drama queen, dude. Okay. Yeah. Alex loves to complain.
Yeah, it's cold, but if you're fucking a bunch of. It's cold everywhere. It's cold here.
The moms
not today.
Were so hot. I used to abuse myself to the moms.
Salt Lake I found to be very weird.
It is peculiar.
I stayed at a hotel there because what I do is I find where the club is and then I go in Hotel Tonight and then I find the closest.
Hotel Tonight's the best.
Yeah. I find the closest hotel to the club and that's where I stay.
Right.
So, you know, ideally,
I stayed at that hotel.
The Evo Hotel?
Yes.
The skateboard?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
That was shocking to me. Because it's weird because it's like, you know, there's this idea that Instagram isn't real. You know, it's like there's this world, this like make-believe world that we put
right.
in. And then there's other parts of the country where they don't know what to do. So they're looking at Instagram to create a culture.
Right.
And it seems like that hotel or what that part of Salt Lake that I saw is entirely derived from Instagram advertisements.
Right.
That there's people, I may have said it on the show already, I saw a father who is a skateboard dad.
Right.
And I don't mean that, I'm sure he skateboards. But he's walking and he's got like this mini version of himself, like an 8-year-old. And he's like, when was the last time we worked on your 360s?
And this kid like the Earl Woods of skating.
This kid who has to reluctantly skateboard. And it's like, also, what's the end game there? It's like skateboarding even, who's the most famous skateboarder now?
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, and he's 75 years
right.
old.
Right.
Yeah. He's doing like diabetes commercials.
Yeah.
Where it's like struggling to put the helmet on and it's like, you know, pressing. He's getting like... What's it called? like pressure edema on his cheeks.
And not only is he the only famous skateboarder ever.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's not another one. Maybe the kid, the kids from that movie, Kids.
Yeah.
But they're all dead.
Yeah, Mike V, I guess, is probably next. Bam Margera.
I was going to say Mike Vecchione. I'm taking the glasses off.
Vecchione, famous skateboarder.
Taking those off.
I want to take them off. I want to do a few minutes with him, a few minutes on him. I'll put them on in a few minutes.
I have similar glasses I wear on the show also.
I lie and tell people they're a prescription.
I'm very insecure about being on camera, and so I like hiding my eyes.
Well, that's the thing, since I've been wearing these glasses, a lot of people are like, oh, you're hiding behind the glasses. I'm like, you can still see my full face, you fucking retard.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm absolutely hiding behind the glass. I spent my entire career I built by hiding behind the internet.
Right.
So what, you know.
But I said, like, you having anonymity, that's you have a beautiful thing.
Yeah, right.
You're not getting in trouble. He'll get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Freeland.
So I'm Adam Friedland, and a bomb will go off at the
Salt Lake.
FBI headquarters in Brooklyn on Wednesday.
They have an FBI in Brooklyn?
They have an FBI office everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, my friend who told me that.
John Gotti?
No, I don't know him. I think I knew one of his sons. I don't know him.
The son is very funny.
Yes, hilarious.
Yeah,
he's also going to be on Wise Guys Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I love that guy.
He told me that, my friend who's in the FBI, told me that the BQE, especially after 9/11, Brooklyn Queens Expressway, that there was so much traffic there and so much construction there right after 9/11 for like 5 years, and it still is in a small way, but it was never construction. It was just FBI agents scanning everybody's car. And it was the FBI and the CIA looking in all your stuff, but disguising as construction workers. So it could not
just blasting every commuter with X-rays.
100% babies,
radiation.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we set up an outdoor microwave.
It doesn't matter
at the Muslim daycare center.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah, with taxpayer money.
Man,
so your friend's an FBI agent?
I got friends.
You got friends. On the inside.
On the inside, even
rats.
Even today or last week, this whole Trump indictment thing, all my friends were texting me this morning where he's going to go, what roads are going to be closed. You know, I always get like a video of like some crime scene that'll be, and they're like, we can't show this video. I'll get the video of somebody getting his head blown off, getting hit with a meat
cleaver.
That's
so funny. The FBI spends all this money spying on people and this secret operation on the BQE, and then they just tell their gossipy friend with a podcast exactly where the president is going to be. And the indicted president is going
to
take.
Yeah, if the FBI wants to know like any inside info, they just have to come to Staten Island like go to any pizzeria or coffee shop, and we're all talking about it. We all have all the answers.
Everyone's gossiping.
Yeah. It's the best. You guys ever go to Staten Island?
Yeah. Yeah. When I did worked on commercials, I had a couple of jobs out
Nick
there.
Nick and I used to go to, we went once to the Staten Island Yankees, single A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now
that doesn't really count as going to Staten Island, though.
You got to, like, go in.
Yes.
Like, you got to come to my house.
That guy talked to the reliever warming up.
Yeah. JP Sportman.
There was a reliever named JP Sportman. And he was warming up, and this guy's like, "Hey, can I get a fucking ball for my kid?"
Yeah, right.
And the guy's
"Thanks
like,
a lot, you fucking asshole."
Well, I think he called him a bum,
a
fag. Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking fag.
No, that gets like, an applause.
He's like, "You're probably on fucking steroids." Yeah, that was
probably like, should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine everyone is.
You have to be.
Are you cycling right now?
No, the last time I took a cycle of anything was Winstrol, and I took it when I was 18 or 19.
What's Winstrol?
It was like the
it sounds like it's for British nerds.
Yeah. It's me and Matty Haley do it.
Yeah.
It was a performance enhancing steroid. I was played college basketball Division III, so they didn't do any tests or anything like that. So I just took a cycle of it. They were called that, and D-Balls was another
thing. Yeah, D-Balls, that's the original one. Diana Balls.
Dragon Ball Z.
I think it was Winstrol was that. I mean, dude, you would just get like another 6 inches on a vertical leap. Like, it was insane, but everybody's heart started to explode.
Where did you play ball?
Division III, St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's.
In Brooklyn, though.
That's a beautiful campus. I live right by there.
In Clinton Hill.
I live in Fort Greene, yeah.
Oh, Fort Greene, yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, that dude, and by the way,
They went on a little run, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or they won a big game or something? I saw something.
Division.
This year.
At a low, Division III level, yeah. So it's like, I mean, matters, but it doesn't matter. You know, Fort Greene, by the way, it's amazing because when I went to school there in 2003,
that was Bed-Stuy.
You couldn't live there, but now you can.
It's gorgeous.
Welcome.
Gorgeous.
Welcome to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. We made it bloom.
It's amazing to me how kids that look like you are like there's an 18-year-old kid that looks just like you. Mm-hmm. Some 18-year-old girl looks just like you. Mm-hmm. And she's
gorgeous.
Beautiful and born and raised in Bed-Stuy. It's a mind-blowing thing for a native New Yorker to understand.
I'm actually
very cool with it. A lot of people in my neighborhood are like, what the fuck? But I think it's great. It's like the property value is going up. This is what we want.
Yeah, I met a 19-year-old, red hair, white girl.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm from Bushwick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where she was 19 years ago, was
that's
born there.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's fucked up to grow up in Bushwick.
Yeah.
I grew up in Ridgewood, Bushwick. I grew up right there.
That's a real neighborhood, though.
German, baby.
That's a beautiful neighborhood.
Deutschland.
Wait, what are you doing next Monday?
Flagrant 2.
What's that? A foul?
Schultz's podcast. With
what about
Akash.
Monday night?
Hey, let me ask you something.
I can hang.
So Flagrant, their set. Is it the same size? How big is that space?
I've never been inside.
Who built that?
Oh. I've never been inside.
It's so nice.
It's very nice. It's very nice, but it also looks massive.
But this looks massive. But it is.
I know. Well, we went up. Like, I mean, it was like, let's build the biggest. We gotta have the biggest one.
Yeah. No. This is the way you guys are doing it. Do you come in here every day, even when you're not filming? Like, this is your office.
I used to, but Dave's in here all the time now, so I don't.
And
come
he's
in.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, he brings some strange.
He brings strange
prostitutes.
Guys,
he brought strange.
A lot of Scandinavians. That
I don't know.
They're just in towels.
He's paying them. I think they're paying him.
Yeah.
A Scandinavian woman, I think, is one of the hottest women you can be. Like some, like a Viking sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a Valkyrie. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
What are they? They're the women that take you to heaven.
The Valkyries, yeah.
Yeah. That's got to suck. That's sort of like the inverse of Muslim heaven.
Right.
Muslim heaven, you're like the bomb is probably still exploding.
Right.
And your guts are just coming out
right.
as you go into heaven. And then it's sexy lady time.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Norse heaven, a hot lady shows up and you're like, oh, fuck, yeah. And then she just carries you to heaven and she's
and
like,
all
right, well,
warriors.
See ya. And you're like, well, where are you going? She's like, I have to go bring other people to heaven.
Yeah.
You don't get to fuck me.
Right.
I'm just the cab driver.
Yeah. And Valhalla is all vets.
Yeah.
You're there with like all guys.
Right,
that
it's a VFW. It's,
yeah.
You listen to Mustang Sally and
no
play
pussy
fucking eight ball.
Yeah, in Valhalla.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Drink a 50 cent
It's all guys
cent
that talk about the shit.
Yeah.
About being in the shit.
You have a Michelob Ultra and play fucking,
guys with no legs.
Yeah, you play darts.
Vikings, too, I just learned this, that they invented biological warfare. They would light sick rats on fire and
Where'd
then
you
film them. And then
film them.
Sorry,
they invented Jackass.
And they would shoot them into enemy boats or like enemy forts, and then they would let the rats like bite everybody and infect their food. They also supposedly shitting on the chest came from Vikings, because what they would do is
another form of biological warfare.
There it is.
The Cleveland steamer.
They invented that, because they would go raid your town, say, I'm coming into your village. I kill everyone. You're the chieftain. Before I behead you, just to, you know, in front of your wife and kids, just to kind of degrade you one more time, everyone comes and just takes a steamy shit on your chest.
They should have changed the name of the Indians to the Cleveland Steamers.
I don't know why the Guardian sucks.
This is a turn.
It's just the other type of Indian guy. It's called the Cleveland.
I thought you were going there.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be funny if it was just a dot on the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you make that joke ever?
Huh?
Did you make that joke ever?
That what?
If they changed the Indians, but it just had a bindi on
that. That sounds like something I would
say. That sounds
like
something you've said.
I've got
a good bit.
Very small playpen that I operate in.
Yeah, but you know, you're a man of principle.
Sure.
Yeah.
How'd you find this out about the Vikings?
On a white revisionist history.
Because that's not on Wikipedia.
Yeah, white revisionist history. Yeah. I Instagram thing, you know, it could have been a lie.
Oh, okay.
Clearly, the Chinese came up with rat warfare.
Yeah.
It's
actually it was the whites, the Vikings. It was us.
Yeah, I think they're the best group, the Vikings. They're my favorite.
Your favorite group? What about the Italian?
I'm mostly German. That's the thing. My last name's DiStefano or Maltasanti. Sorry, and
Maltasanti.
And I thought I was Italian my whole life, but then I did the 23andMe and it's like 95% German, mostly German.
And your world shattered?
Huh?
Your world shattered.
Shattered. And then people my whole life would always, because I grew up in Ridgewood, which was a historically German
and Polish
neighbor, German and Polish now more, but when it was German forever. And people would, old men would always come up to me as a little kid and say stuff in German. And I was like, oh, I'm not German. And then there was a guy across the street, old man, who lived there for years. And then he died when I was like 15. And then I found out, because he was a war veteran. And then I found out later on in life, he was a Nazi.
Yeah. Was it that guy Trump deported? Do you remember that?
Yeah, when they pulled him out.
Yeah, he was like,
it's just like they had to bring him out of his house on a stretcher. And he had this giant beard, and he was like looking terrified.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, "We got him," and it's like, I think he was already got.
They were like, ICE is like, doing their damn job.
Yeah,
they got rid of him. A guy that was in a bed, in Queens.
There was a guy. There was a guy in Queens that used to. I saw him. I didn't even know because I guess he'd been in. I don't know if he'd been in the newspaper yet. I was just on the train one time. There was this big fat guy, wearing a swastika necklace, he had like a medallion with a swastika on it, like a Nazi swastika,
right? You know,
like white,
not Buddhist.
Yeah, black on white, red field, and so I just took a picture of him, and I was like, "What?
You know, yeah,
well, you can't just do that because no one's saying anything to him, you know? And then I showed it to somebody, and they were like, "Oh yeah, that guy's like he had been in the New York Post, I guess. He puts his swastika medallion on and rides the train."
I have a family member who served 20 years in prison, and he's Puerto Rican. So she transgender, and they were saying that the Nazis, the like white Aryan race, like as long as they like you,
they've perfected sexual reassignment surgery in prison.
Perfected it, but they were like the easiest people to get along with. They just wouldn't. They were like they were clean.
They're like, look, that didn't exist in Nazi Germany.
Yeah,
there's nothing on the books.
They're clean.
Yeah,
there's nothing on the books, so we don't know which way to go. So we might as well default to smiles.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the Nazi Party standard. Yeah.
They have no rule for it. Yeah. He said he's a gay guy. He'd blow a lot of them, and he said they were polite about it. Where like he said. The most impolite.
Yeah. Well, people. They were probably all on Winstrel.
They said thank you.
Yeah. No. He said extremely polite guys. He said that
charmed.
Yeah. It's like he was like other groups would treat him disrespectfully, but Jerry said if any time you blow like a Nazi or like anybody like that, that they were very nice and very cordial. Which I don't know about the 1940s Nazis, but the New Age ones in prison
supposedly are
nice guys.
They've really gotten their act together.
Supposedly they're nice guys.
Yeah.
So
good for them.
There's that,
good
man.
Well, back in the day, all the worst Nazis and worst World War II was like if you were just a sinister gay, that was like the best time in history for you. All the all the top
they're all gay. Yeah. Like you ever see the fat one? I think it was the head of the Luftwaffe.
Goering,
he's a big fat bear.
Well, originally the head of the SA, what was his name? Before the Nazis took power, there was the SA.
That one I don't know.
And he was gay. And initially, they're fucking. I don't know. I don't want to go too far into this because then you just start to sound like you're making a point that, well, Nazis were actually gay, but that's not some of
people
them.
People have said that a lot. Ones.
Yeah. I know, but
he said Hitler was gay.
Yeah,
Hitler was. Yeah, he was on Adderall. He was gay.
Crystal meth. They say right. Yeah. Pervitin.
Yeah. He had a fag hag.
Mm-hmm.
Ava.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous country home. In the mountains.
The Eagle's Nest is so cool.
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes the whole thing kind of worth it, honestly.
Yeah.
His limousine.
You produce the most Jewish television program,
which gives me license existence. To say these things.
This is the Heshy Teshuwitz hour.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Heshy Teshuwitz is a character, though.
Hitler's car, great.
The Beetle? What do you
mean?
No,
not the fucking Beetle. It's his limousine. It, with the car that John Lovitz drives in Rat Race.
That is the funniest scene in any movie ever. it literally is the funniest scene in any movie ever. I rewatched Rat Race last year. It held up. It surpassed.
Yeah.
I was peeing my pants.
Never seen it. Saw it.
Oh, you're not into cinema. Okay.
I've never seen a lot of this stuff.
You gotta watch Rat Race.
All right.
Yeah, no, John Lovitz steals Hitler's
car. What year was
car.
That, 2000?
He's gay, right, Lovitz?
I think he's just Jewish.
Oh.
No, yeah. We're all crypto.
Gay on Staten Island.
Because he's like very conservative, like socially conservative.
No, didn't he have like a 17-year-old girlfriend? Now I'm making
That doesn't make him not socially conservative. That's more traditional than anything.
Yeah. I was saying heterosexual.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember there was, Wardell told me Lovitz did the Draft House in Arlington. And it's John Lovitz, and I don't know, like he does stand up, but you know, it's not like you see him around.
Right.
So most people aren't familiar with his act. He did the Draft House, and he came out, and he's like, "What's the deal with these fucking trannies they got now?" You know, he was like all upset about transsexuals, and they had to bring him out the back because people were like, "Fuck you, John Lovitz."
Yeah, because
like,
Arlington's pretty woke, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Sandler's boy.
Rob Schneider.
I saw him open for Sandler, and he had some opinions on the transgender community.
Did
he? Well, he's very conservative. Yeah.
In the anti-vax world, because him and Jim Carrey are like two of the only male anti-vax guys that predate the COVID vaccines.
Yeah, they're like LA anti-vax.
Yeah, they were the guys that were like, you know.
Smoothie guys.
Yeah, they cause autism and fucking the MMR vaccines.
I did Opie and Anthony. With him, with Rob Schneider, and this was like 2016. My oldest daughter was only like one, and he was like talking to me about like not leaving. You know, he's like that he regrets so much, like going on the road and missing his daughter, who's like a singer, Elle King. She's like had a couple of big songs.
She's Nick Rochford's neighbor in Rhode Island.
Like in the woods somewhere?
Schneider's daughter is a big country musician and lives around the corner from Rochford.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, but he said, you know, he was like, you know, you don't want to miss anything in her life and all that stuff. I was like, yeah. And he said, but the main thing is, do not give your children any vaccines. That is the thing. I was like, all right. It was on the airwaves. I was like, all right, whatever. I was like, she already had to get vaccines for preschool. Yeah. He's like, get them out of her.
Well, now she's famous and she has to live in the woods.
Yeah.
That's what not getting vaccines will do for you.
Yeah.
She can't be in contact with human beings.
If you had a kid, would you vaccinate it? And would you circumcise it? I have two questions.
Absolutely.
I don't really think
absolutely.
About
it.
And circumcised.
I don't care about vaccines. Like, I am not having that in my house. This has been a constant debate between me and my girlfriend. And I don't understand why she's getting so entrenched on the no cutting thing. It just means got her back blown out on study abroad in Berlin. Some Danish guy with a fucking like
Viking cock.
She definitely like had an experience she'll be on her deathbed thinking about. And it's made some impression. It should be my fucking decision what my son's penis looks like. I don't want some gorgeous fucking Dominican foreskin in my house. I don't want that in my house. He's not going to respect me. Right. I'm sorry I'm getting upset right now.
I would do half it with like a swoop, so it's like a sort of like a beret.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Like it's like this kind of look. Or like what's going on? You know. So then it's all vibes.
You're a German Italian. You probably are mutilated?
But you're American.
I'm an American. No, I'm mutilated.
I'm American first.
Yeah, I'm American. I'm American first. I'm red, white, and blue. I go on stage
every
night. I
love this country.
I say how proud
I am. I'm intact, but my parents had my balls removed because they thought it would make my penis look bigger.
Did it?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
Because then it never grew. No, I don't have balls either.
It sucks. But you're in the Vienna Boys Choir.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand why people get mad about this trans stuff. You should see the way my parents fucked me up. They brought a little baby me into that plastic surgery, and they said, let's get wild, dude. We're artists.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
Just get his little dick out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I got so upset about the foreskin thing. It's all right. It's a thing. What about a daughter? Would you circumcise your daughter?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. You know I'm from Nigeria. Yeah.
The clit thing, I think, is wrong. But maybe some of them, they could maybe just even out the lips. They don't have to make them small or big, but the same even size.
About. I get
you
it.
You know what I mean?
Pussy lips?
Yeah. If you know, you get one that's like, hey, how's it going?
And but how do you know what a baby's pussy is going to look like when they're an adult?
By doing surgery when they're born.
Dude, they can do heart surgery on a baby while the mother's pregnant the baby. They can predict what the pussy lips are going to look like. 100%.
This show has gotten so, like, it's an intellectual show now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, yeah.
The Patreon's going to start rising.
Again. Do you think a female genital mutilation is they can't stop doing that in Africa. Right.
What do you mean?
Well, look, imagine you stop cutting off the clitoris of women, right? And then you have to admit, like, yeah, we were wrong about that one. You know what I mean? Risk that. You can't take that L. So you gotta just, there's never gonna be a jump off point where it's like, oh, that was in the past. You know what I mean? No one wants to take responsibility. That's why it took the Civil War to end slavery, right?
Well, I was about to say, we used to have slaves.
Well, yeah, but it took a war to end it because nobody wants to be like, you know, there's probably a lot of people in the South that are like, I know this is bad, but I don't want to fucking be the guy to admit it. And then have to be like, oh, I'm sorry for this. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
So they're going to just continue to do it.
Like, you know, have you ever clogged a toilet and then you just go, it was you. You heat the other guy did it. You know what I mean?
But the other guy wasn't in the bathroom.
I know, but you find a way to blame it on literally anybody else. There's no way to do that.
I blame it on my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She caught me doing something that I've done for years. It's one of the most, like, lazy, disgusting things I do is I pee with the seat down, and if I see a little splishy splashy and I'm wearing socks in the house, I'll, like, put my foot on the bowl and wipe it. It's a nasty habit. She caught
Hold
me
on,
doing
it. I don't understand the physics of what you're describing.
If I get a little splishy splashy
you
on the seat.
You somehow sit down to pee and still piss.
I don't sit down to
bowl.
Pee, Nick. I don't sit down to pee, no matter what you say to the public.
I thought that's how this started. As I sometimes sit down to pee.
No, I pee with the seat down.
Oh. I thought you said I seat down to pee.
I seat down.
Yeah.
You know I seat down.
Yeah.
No. And then she caught me. She was like, what are you doing with your foot on the toilet seat?
I just removed the seat.
I was like,
seat.
I saw a little splishy splash.
I just removed the seat from the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would always say, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seatie.
That's so cute.
So she would. You could do that with your sock.
She's a nice lady, your mom?
She's a nice German lady.
German.
Oh. I met your mom at the airport.
You met my mom.
She's
Nick
a
met
nice
my
lady.
Mom. Nick met my whole family at the airport. Yeah. I think it was Anaheim.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was coming from doing shows with Mike Gracie, and I was coming from taking my kids to Disney.
Really?
Yeah. I had it worse.
Your family's Disney?
We went to Disney last August, but we won't do it again.
That's everybody, like a thing, like a Disney family.
Everybody in my family, including the children, were like, we hated this.
That's a loser-ass family.
Yeah.
It's a family that's into Disney.
Disney World and Land seem like too... Six Flags is perfect.
Yeah.
Six Flags is a perfect size amusement park.
Yeah. Universal Studios is much better than Disney as well.
Yeah.
But Six Flags is big.
Yeah. Six Flags is good. You get enough time to go on maybe two of the big roller coasters in a day.
Lunch. I was at Six Flags in New Jersey with my father. I want to say it was 1997. You can Google and find out.
The Yanks.
The Yanks.
Great team that year.
Great, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we
team.
Lost in the World Series, but we had a good team.
Great.
But
team.
Anyway, I was online for this ride, the Great American Scream Machine. Mm-hmm. And I was literally, I wasn't close, but I was in, let's say, 40 minutes away, actively on the line when a girl fell off it and died. Like her contraption opened.
You got your money's worth that day.
Yeah. And then my dad, you know, heard it. My dad was like, so does that mean the ride's closed? We've been waiting for 40 minutes. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm terrified to go on. And my dad was like, you know, we'll go on another one. And my dad was like, I don't want you to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
I know they just died, but you got to get up and get on the next one. And we did. Yeah. We got on a ride called the Viper.
You shit your pants.
Unbuckled because her clit actually jammed in there.
Yeah, if she would have had it removed.
There was a Nigerian man operating the rod.
Yeah, who said, Nigeria. That was.
This is what you get.
It was Will Smith in Concussion.
Yeah, it was the doctor.
I have discovered a flaw with the roller coasters.
He got into to doctoring from being a moyle, Moyle in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true that Jewish rabbis, when they circumcise
it is
baby,
true.
They
it's true. It's true.
It's
true.
It's not true.
True.
It's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true.
Babies were getting herpes in Brooklyn from it.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, they were getting that from
It's true. It's true. And it was something that I found out way before, like, you know, a lot of people, I found this out. Because there was a story about it. This, like, you know, babies getting...
You found it out on one of
And I would tell
websites.
People, and they would call me an anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, no, it's the Hasids. It's a different... They're like...
I had a family member...
It's the Satmers that were doing it.
Yeah.
One sect of Hasids that were doing
that. That were doing that. But it got made... I had a family member who worked at a hospital in Brooklyn where the Hasidic Jewish community was there. And my...
We're in Borough Park?
Wyckoff Heights in Bushwick.
Okay.
And they said that literally, like weekly, a Hasidic Jewish man would come in with rampant STDs, a different one, because they were paying extra money to have sex with toots with no condom.
Yep.
He's like, so, and then, so you think that they are not supposed to obviously be doing that, religious, but they'd all have a million STDs. It's a big thing. And then they're sucking their kids' cocks, giving everybody herpes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. Personally, on behalf of all,
what's going to happen when the Messiah comes,
Mashiach,
and then he sees what's going on?
Well, a lot of people say Jesus is back already.
Oh, is it? It's not Jesus. They wouldn't call him Jesus.
No. That's the difference between Christians and Jews. Mm-hmm. Is Christians think Jesus is the Messiah?
Right. Yeah, I understand that. They're waiting.
Jews
still.
Think we're still waiting.
Then the Hasids, they have one of the Hasid groups. They have a
the
guy.
The Lubavitch like, think that it's this guy. Menachem Schneerson.
He's alive right now.
No, he died in 91, 92.
He died later than that in the 90s, though. He was a great man.
What did he die of?
He was nailed to a cross.
Venereal disease.
They crucified him.
Yeah. They crucified him. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be sick.
Those are the guys that live in Crown Heights. Lubavitch.
The CHJs.
Yeah. I let's remember that Yankees team. Bernie Williams.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill,
Scott Brosius.
Posada on the team yet or no?
I think Posada, Mariano Rivera, John Wetland.
Mo, dude. Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
John Wetland with the sweaty hat.
With the sweaty hat.
Remember the sweaty hat.
Jimmy Key was a great pitcher.
Who else was on that pitching staff?
Jim Abbott. Well, that's 96 with one arm.
That was amazing.
Guy fucking.
Why don't we have shit like that anymore?
We should have more athletes. Yeah, we don't have any more athletes with one arm.
People forget about Jim Abbott.
You knew who I think ruined it?
Do you remember how he'd have the
Oscar Pistorius?
Yeah, with his bionic legs.
Which was cheating.
South African legend.
Which was cheating.
In prison right now, actively
for murdering his.
He got set up.
You believe? You don't think he killed her?
No, he
thought somebody was coming for his arms, and he fucking shot.
Which I would, too.
Yeah, and his girlfriend is coming back from the bathroom.
No, he wanted the arms removed, actually.
Did he?
Yeah, he wanted four blades.
Yeah? To what, scoop ice cream with?
To do, like, a gallop kind of thing.
That would be cool, like one of those Boston Dynamics
robots.
So
sick,
Elon Musk is tweeting them out.
Those robot dogs. It's wild that they think that that's going to be well-received.
Yeah, people hate those. Yeah,
they say, I mean, it's a slip. I mean, every smart person, every top person is saying this is the slipperiest of all slopes ever.
Who are your top people?
Top smart people?
Yeah. Who are your goats? Louis.
I guess Elon Musk.
You're a Musk guy.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh.
Who else? I guess that's it. That's really...
Those are your three...
If you ask people on Staten Island who the smartest people in the world are, we would say...
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
On Staten Island,
Elon Musk. People think Stephen Hawking's still alive, and now everybody would say Ron DeSantis. That's what everybody would say.
They like him.
Because he went to MIT, which I'm not saying people in Staten Island even know what MIT is, mm-hmm. but they think that he's the smartest guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about Tony Soprano, Tony Montana?
They like them, but I don't know that it would say as far as just who's smart.
Yeah.
It would be those people.
Did you ever have that poster where it was like
all like the Goodfellas guys, Tony Soprano, Scarface, and they're all like playing poker and stuff.
Martin Luther King.
Yep.
Martin Luther King, arm in arm.
Tony Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Pete
Davidson.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, the Impractical Jokers.
Does Pete think that you're like a you're trying to like claim Staten now? He's like, we all know you're out that you're like a, you know, like outsider.
No, I don't think Pete thinks that. I think Pete's just drinking smart water.
He drinks smart
They would
water.
Think actually he might be a top guy because he's the spokesperson for smart water, so they might think that. But I don't think that he has any issue with me now claiming
he doesn't gatekeep. He doesn't gatekeep.
Neither do the Practical Jokers. Neither does Vinny Guadagnino from the Jersey Shore. None of these Staten Island. Neither does Curtis Sliwa.
What a legend.
Legend, dude. When I saw every time what if I see him in the street, I mean it's a pound, it's a hug, it's a pick.
We gotta get the berets.
That's what he has.
Yeah. The foreskin.
Yeah. The foreskin berets.
We gotta get the berets. I saw
they would do the show in a heartbeat.
Oh, the Guardian Angels?
Of course, bro.
I would love to have Sliwa on. You know him?
Curtis. Come on the show.
By the way,
it's Montalsani.
I got a text while we were talking about something
from
else.
Matty Healy, 1975.
He said, your boyfriend, he said, love, all caps, him, ! For some reason, he thinks I don't think he's funny when I really, really do.
Well, tell him to come here and fucking prove it.
Yeah.
Is he still in Mexico?
Tell him I want to tell. Ask him if he wants to get soaked.
Should we FaceTime?
Yeah, the British probably invented soaking before
Dude,
the
Mormons. Fix your hair. You're going to talk to him.
Was my hair fucked?
No, I'm just saying. You love him so much.
We got to get a way to stream the FaceTime to camera 4.
All podcasts just have a fucking TV.
There's a way. So the switcher has a
He's not
going to
pick
input.
Up.
Why not? Dude, he's so nervous. Look at him.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're such a bitch. Dude, he cried at 1939.
Oh, look. Unavail.
Dude, take a screenshot where it says unavailable, and then I send it.
No, let me see if I look good. I love that guy.
I know. Have you hung out with him?
No, never met him. I hung really out with nice Ross guy. From the 1975. He was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I never...
What's he like? Is he like, I'm also in the band.
Yeah. No.
I work at the museum.
I'm also in the band.
Rachel. Yeah. Now, he was cool. I went and saw them at SNL, and I'd never been to SNL. I'd never been to the after parties.
Oh,
and
my
God.
You look like a fucking smoke in this pic.
Let me see.
Unreal, bro.
Wow. And I thought I was going to meet him. Could not wait. And then only Ross came to the after party. Michael Che was there. He was like, dude, I've never seen a band not come to the after party. Mm-hmm. Only one member.
That's disrespect.
Rockstars. No, I love it. It makes me like him more.
No, he was in trouble from us stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that was happening.
It was our fault.
People are trying to get the band banned from Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Because Nick made a joke about...
Well, fuck,
I didn't make a joke. I didn't... First of all, I criticized Japan for being a racist.
Fascist.
For fascists.
Yeah, yeah.
They are.
You're right.
Anti-fascist humor. King.
Yeah.
People want to... Everybody's... You know, white people were not the worst. I'm not saying...
The rape of Don King?
The rape of Don King. The rape of Nat King Cole. Yeah. Their Japs were not, they weren't good back then. And that's what he's referring to. You're referring to ancient Japs.
You're talking about
Japs. It's a different thing.
And Jewish American princes.
The reason they all killed themselves
they're
now
still
is because they can't do that anymore.
Right.
You know?
And also because I think they identify with their careers too much. Like, they are so intertwined with, I am a, you know, I work as a receptionist, that when that's over for 40 years, they kill themselves. That's a big thing because they don't have any value if they're not working.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a Japanese thing. I agree with what you said, and you're not going to get the 1975 out of Japan. I'll make sure that they're in Japan.
Oh my God!
I'll literally make sure. I'll fucking kill all of them.
Mm-hmm. Last Samurai.
That's it, dude. I'll go and I'll kill every.
Well, you're
single
a German.
Person.
You can maybe.
I can broker a deal.
You can maybe
with them.
Talk to a couple guys.
Yeah, I can broker a deal with them. Whatever.
Do you think
it is
they're like still cool with Germany?
Japan?
Yeah. You think they're like they're like exes? They don't talk anymore.
Listen, bro. I think that. Yeah, they don't forget. Do we forget?
What if you found out you had like 1%, you did 23andMe, 1% Japanese, you were all Axis. You had Italian, German, Japanese.
I would feel great. I'd put on a Hugo Boss suit. dude, some meth, fucking go vegetarian.
You got a lawsuit in the fucking the bonsai sushi chef.
I would feel awesome, dude.
It'd be so that I think it would be wrong personally.
Right.
After what they did.
Well, we'll see. Finland became NATO yesterday, so we'll see.
Did that happen?
Or today? Yeah, officially. We'll see. Are you going to fight if we have to go? Are you going to fight?
Fight where?
War. In Ukraine?
Yeah. Will you go
what
fight?
War?
No, I'll fight for. I'm fighting for Russia against Ukraine.
Oh, you're pro Rush?
Oh, you're a mercenary.
Yeah, dude.
I watched the Navalny documentary this weekend.
Did you like it?
There's one part that's sick. It's a prank call. He does like a prank call of the guy who poisoned him. And he's like, hey, I'm from the head office. I'm just doing like a report. And he's like, maybe we should do this in person. And he's like, no, I don't have enough time. And then he just got this guy like on a prank call to say exactly how he poisoned him. He put the poison in his underwear. Mm-hmm. It was pretty sick.
Yeah.
But I think Navalny is, I don't
poison
know.
Underwear.
They poisoned his underpants.
That's funny that that's the stuff the KGB is coming
Well,
up
he
with.
Was yeah. on a plane, so they stole
Dude,
his
luggage.
Dude,
did you see the amount of pain he was in on that plane? That
Insane.
Was pretty terrifying. Like, you could just tell. Like, it looked like he had, like, a kidney stone or
He's
something.
He's got a daughter named Dasha.
Dasha.
Yeah.
Dasha Nadavni.
Navalny.
Navalny.
The rape of Dasha Navalny.
She goes to Stanford. I looked up her Instagram.
The Stanford Cardinal.
Are you really a Russia guy? You like Russia?
No, I just don't.
You
I
just
don't
give a fuck about Ukraine.
I don't trust any of it. I know that there's a million people that can explain it, and this, I don't know what any of you guys are fucking talking about. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea why, what's going on. And to me, it's like.
To me, that's white on white violence, not my problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're walking in getting applause breaks from Congress, it's just all, it's fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that at all.
They're just flipping weapons, dude.
That's all it is, because
they didn't
baby,
have
girl.
Afghanistan anymore.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
And they want that oil shmoney, supposedly.
Oh yeah, Russia has
Russia or Ukraine, right? I mean, I think that's what that whole Crimea.
There's got to be a new drug in the pipeline.
Something.
There's got to be some type of drug they can make in Ukraine that the CIA is like, oh, this is gonna be way better than heroin.
Well, they make a lot of mail order brides.
Right.
Fine ass girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, at the beginning of the war, there was a run on Ukrainian women in China. They were just like buying. They were like the Chinese men were like just. Like going crazy. They were like, we can get them all because they're considered the most beautiful women in the world in
Ukrainian?
China.
Ukrainian?
I mean, they are.
To the Chinese.
And but okay. They're also considered.
They're beautiful, but yeah. In the world?
They're considered.
I mean,
resistant
I can't imagine
feminism.
A better Chinese evening than eating a bucket full of live baby rats and then fucking your Ukrainian bride.
Yes.
I think they look pretty good in Ukraine.
What?
They look pretty good over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What would you buy if you were a Chinese businessman? If you were a Chinese billionaire?
I wouldn't buy love. I would just find it naturally.
It's crazy. That you ever like accidentally end up on Alibaba.com?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Like you try and buy something and you click on that thing and it's a link and then it's like the machine that you buy for a factory that makes the thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like you want like a lint roller and then you end up on Alibaba and it's like industrial lint roller maker. We can provide you with 1,000 a month from Guangzhou.
Uh-huh.
But that website looks like such shit and that's like their Amazon.
Yeah.
And that guy's worth so much money.
It's fun to like buy a bunch of shit and then forget about it and then it comes like 4.5 months later.
From Alibaba?
Yeah, from Alibaba. It takes forever.
Yeah, I'm going to order a printing press when I get home.
Oh my
old
God.
School one, like Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, yeah, Guggenheim Press.
Gutenberg.
It's a Gutenberg press, right?
Gutenberg.
Is that the one they made the Bible on?
Yeah, the Gutenberg Bible.
Oh, okay. All right.
Am I wrong?
No, that sounds right.
Steve Gutenberg?
Police Academy.
It's not Guggenheim, that's a museum.
Have you seen that film?
That one I've seen, but I don't remember any of it.
Oh, it's very good.
What movie?
Police Academy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not a big film, you know, I wish I don't have any, like, hobbies.
Really? Just
you like history.
Just 1970. Yeah,
you like Russia.
Yeah, but I kind of lie my way through the facts anyway.
That's
I just
what history
make up
is.
A story. I make up a story of what I think happened.
That's
it's
what
his
that's
yeah.
story. History.
Yeah.
Yeah.
History's just who's the best at storytelling, and then they tell you what happened with a little bit of flair. And you know.
Yeah, you ever like listen to like America's enemies tell the story about the war that we learned? It's always completely different.
Yeah. First of all, it's not even in English at the time.
Yeah.
You ever hear a Vietnamese guy talk about the Vietnam War?
Yeah. I'm like, what is
I can't understand what the hell he's talking about.
What the fuck is this guy talking
Stupid.
About? First of all, put your
You're
clothes
on. You're making that
up.
You're making that up, bro.
You're completely naked wearing flip-flops screaming at me. I don't know how things operate in Vietnam.
You should.
Here, we put on shorts at least.
We've talked about it before, but you should see this documentary, The Act of Killing.
What's that about?
It's about like these Indonesian death squads. Okay. Basically, the Nazis won there. So they like, they did the Holocaust and then the Nazis won. And then, so they like remember like just like butchering like.
Right.
Yeah, they just follow all these guys that were like basically warlords that murdered a bunch of people. And so the documentary's going around, and they're like local celebrities.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, you know, so this is where we loaded them all into this van and then like hooked the exhaust up to the window and we gassed 15 people right there on that corner.
And before the war broke out, they all like sold tickets to like movies. Like they were all scalping tickets.
Okay.
And so they all like were watching American films. And so they all like dress like Ginzos. They all like they think they're like John Travolta.
Right.
They're like, so they dress like they're in Goodfellas, but they're also like Indonesian, like fucking, you know, killed thousands of people.
How long ago?
This is like in the 60s.
Oh, when you have fun.
So anyway, so this American guy goes and he's like, I want to make a film about your great victories. And so he has them reenact like their like, you know, death squad like killings. And then there's like a scene, there's like a moment where the guy realizes he's like, I'm going to hell, aren't I?
Yeah, the and very final scene, the guy's like he's like showing them the top of this restaurant where he executed a bunch of people. And then he's like thinking about it for a second, and then he just starts like dry heaving and like, you know, almost throwing up because he's like, oh yeah, I murdered all these fucking people.
Well, but why did that revelation happen? Like right then and there,
because
it probably happened. Like,
well, think about
he just caught it.
Think
on
about our country. We did that to the Native Americans, right? And like, we don't think of it as like a great national shame.
Yeah, but we didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
you're fucking. You're doing that thing where it's like I'm now got to pay for something that happened 200 years ago.
Oh my God!
Don't. I'm fathering Puerto Rican kids. What else do you want me to fucking do?
So am I.
I came up with the Cleveland Steamers.
Exactly.
I'm helping.
That was a great idea. That was a great idea.
It's a joke that's probably been made 10 billion times.
Do you feel like AJ Soprano when he's dating the Puerto Rican girl? He goes to the Puerto Rican Day Parade and he's got all the flags and stuff. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, they're my kids.
That's so cool.
I'm holding
you
them
go
all
to the parade?
You go, do you go to Puerto Rico?
I went one time last year, but we didn't go to like my girlfriend's family's village. I fucking went to the Ritz-Carlton in Dorado.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
She's like, but that's my heritage.
I was gonna ask, did you go to the jungle, I guess?
No.
Really?
Like, you didn't go to the village?
No, dude, I fucking went in the pool with my shirt on.
See, I would go right to the jungle. I would meet Baloo and see his plane. And,
out with dude, I didn't step foot into that village.
I would love it if my girlfriend was a village.
San Juan's great. It's such a nice vacation to go to San Juan.
San Juan is nice. Yeah. We landed in San Juan and then we got right in a van and went to the resort.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really go. I didn't really go to Puerto Rico. I went
to
American
to a
property.
Hotel beach.
Yeah, I went to a hotel, like everything's propped up. And they were like, look at the village. But then a mile behind the Ritz-Carlton was like, you know, Indonesian killings probably. It was very bad. But I don't, so I went to Puerto Rico, but.
Yeah, I was in Puerto Rico before me and Lewis were friends. And before, like, there was like a 6-month period before me and Lewis were actually friends where I would just like, or like
make
mock
fun
him
of
on
him.
Social media or like fucking
the
like jump into his periscopes and like give him a hard time or whatever.
Yeah. Just for no reason.
For no reason. He would get really mad. Yeah, I was going around calling myself the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah,
I was
like smart. His name. He did not like that.
No, yeah.
He took that serious.
Yeah, no, I went to Puerto Rico and there was somebody had a license plate that was just, because everybody speaks Spanish.
Right.
So nobody, like it was just the issued license plate from the DMV that was gay 182. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I found Lewis's car.
Right.
And I like tagged him in it and he was like, do you want to fucking die? He sent that to me. He's like, bro, do you want to fucking die?
You want to die?
But now you guys are friends.
We had one night where we just did cocaine and then
hung out.
Yeah,
I never did that either yet.
You never did coke?
No.
But you did
steroids.
Same thing.
That's the thing. Is like, but I want to start doing some of that stuff, like the mushrooms, the ayahuasca.
It's not the same as coke.
You think I have to do coke?
No, coke is stupid.
You've done it.
I say acid, if you haven't done it, you should do it at least once.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Not a lot, but I've done it, and I think it's great. And it's a great deal. It's like fucking $8.
I think the only good drugs are like hard drugs.
Right. Yeah. What's the hard, you've done them all?
I've done a decent amount
heroin?
Of drugs. Yes, I've done heroin.
Injected?
No, never. Smoking. I think once you do that, once you inject it, it's like...
He was doing it at like middle school.
Not middle school. I mean, I was like 17. I did, and when I say I've done it like a handful of times.
Okay, but what was it when you did it? Do you smoke it then?
No, you snort it.
So then what happens to, what did you feel? What was it?
You just get... I'm trying to think. What's like the when you go to like a sauna or something, or like a hot tub. You know, if you're just really relaxed, everything there's like no stress.
Okay.
You're just sort of heavy, and you feel
good.
That's
what you felt.
But that times like 150.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like you're like melting.
But how did you not get addicted to it then? They say you always, everybody does. How did you not?
For lack of access. I mean, as like a teenager and like, oh, if it was around, like friends had some, it's like, I'll try it out. I guess I've done pills, but never. If I had access to opiates the way like you can just go to the store and buy alcohol, then absolutely. I mean, I feel like a lot more people would be addicted.
Right. But Brace told me that once you're addicted, you're just doing it to not get sick. You're not even getting high, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you just need to like get right, but it's not like you're not feeling like you do if you're like just do it like that.
Blow sucks, but after the second year of the pandemic, it was just fucking everywhere.
We were doing cocaine
every single day. Almost.
Because what else were you doing?
No, we weren't.
We were doing it. Yeah. Huh?
See, that's the thing. I think I didn't do it.
Coke is just to have three more beers. Yeah. That's it. Acid is like, I laugh the whole time I do it. You do it with your buds.
Does anything open up, like, spiritually, like that stuff?
Genuinely, it's, like, really corny to say, but genuinely, I leave it with, like, thinking about things and then kind of taking away, like, a lesson.
Always, right? And there's no legal dosage of acid that you can overdose on, right? I don't think you can. I don't think they have.
No, but I wouldn't take like five hits. Like,
yeah, but the I acid do like a was half. Also, it was like invented by the government to do mind control.
Right.
You know, it's but not it, like. That,
but it was like they were just throwing pasta at a wall.
Yeah, but it worked. Charles Manson.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an MK Ultra guy.
Yeah. That
whoever killed Kennedy was probably
mind control.
Yeah. Heshy Teshowitz.
Yeah.
Killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested in doing. I went through a lot of my life, I guess, growing up more conservative parents, where I was like, you don't do drugs. You can drink all the alcohol you want, but you don't do drugs.
Yeah. Well, drugs are lame. I mean, it's honestly.
But I want to do them now.
Then weed go sucks. For it. But yeah, don't. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't. I've never had on any kind of hallucinogen, like any kind of like breakthrough
spiritual
experience.
Thing.
No, mushrooms. Most of the time I've ever done mushrooms. The best I felt is like good for me. I'm not like freaking out or having a bad trip.
But you have had an opposite where you have freaked out on mushrooms.
Not where it's been like really bad. There's like it's in and out. So like you know like I there was one time I did mushrooms with friends and then for whatever reason I was like let's watch Super Jail. I made them put on Super Jail. And I don't know if you've seen that show.
Never seen it.
But the animation's it's like just violent and it's like it's or even watching it not fucked up, it's kind of like
obviously that's a stupid idea.
Jarring, yes. And then I had to go lay down in another room and then put on the Toontown scene from Roger Rabbit to come back from it.
No, anytime I've had a bad trip on mushrooms, I just convinced myself that everyone hates me. My parents hate me. Everyone
but
in my
life. But that's true.
No, it's not true, actually. It's just a paranoia that you have to make. You have to make right with
you
yourself.
You have to use drugs. To
you're one of those
about.
Guys, like, you look like,
yeah.
be like, oh, young. You know, this guy, you know, I should not like him, or like an unlike, you have an unlikable look, but you're
I
very,
was thinking that about you, actually.
Yeah, but that's why I was getting to that.
What?
Is I think we both surprise people with our personalities.
Because you have, like, a sensitivity about you.
Right.
I could tell.
And you're not, I thought you were like a, you know, like a liberal, like woman.
Homosexual.
And you're not though, you're not at all. You're like the opposite.
But that's true, yeah. Rachel Maddow's like that too. If you hang out with Rachel Maddow in person, she's
cool
like fucking in this fucking.
Yeah, she does that.
C-H-I-N-K
beer bong.
Yeah.
They all are like that.
She finger pops. Yeah. Randos.
She talks about how much pussy she gets all the time.
Yeah, she's always.
Constantly.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Most people are like that.
Yeah.
I believe it all.
No.
But you're a good guy, man.
Yeah, you're a good guy too.
And you're one of the
I know Ball. I'm a misogynist.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Ball, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basketball mostly, baseball, football, all balls?
All balls, but not so much football and baseball anymore. But I like going to baseball.
Same.
It's nice to go.
What was the trampoline basketball called again? Slam ball?
Slam ball.
Was
that should have gotten bigger.
Yeah.
No, I'm mainly NBA.
You know what started that is rap rock. They came up with rap rock, and then there was this thing where, like, we got to combine everything. Everything's right. got to yeah, be yeah. two things at once.
Mashup culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What, your point guard?
Yeah.
What was your game? Distribution? You're a long ball?
No. Shooting threes.
Threes. That's white excellence.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
I would shoot threes. And Jim Boeheim, the legendary coach of
Syracuse.
He told me at this basketball camp, the Eastern Invitational basketball camp, he said, I feel really bad for you. I was like, why? He was like, because you have a Division I jump shot in a Division III kid's body. Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna make it at all.
Were you 6 foot?
Yeah. So it's not, you're not going, you're not, right. you can't play college basketball. I'm small.
Right.
And then a casting director told me like 15 years later that
he take
like,
your shirt off.
No, well, he said off. He goes, I feel bad for you. He goes, because you
He's
have
like, lead. Yeah, yeah. You ever meet a Moyle before?
Yeah. He told me he was like, you have leading man face and best friend body, so you're not going to make it. And I was like,
you should have punched him in the fucking.
You know
face.
What they told me I was too short for? Fucking Red Dead Redemption 2.
For voice acting?
I did motion, it would have been motion capture. Yeah, yeah. I went to the audition and they were like, yeah, no, that was great, but you're probably like too short. I'm like, it's a video game.
Yeah.
Just it's do like small. Fucking just scroll me. You know,
like you're small and light but strong. You'd be a good like F1 driver.
I would be a good video game character.
No.
I could be Mario easily.
You could be
put
Bart.
Me. I have the perfect body type for motion capture and put me in the Xbox. Uh-huh. That's all I want. Yeah. I just want to live in there. Yeah. And they told me somehow I'm too short to be.
Do you eat like once a day? Do you not eat that much?
No, I eat pretty frequently. Yeah, I'm vegan, so I'm
okay. So, but that's how you stay.
I'm just eating shit all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the decision to go vegan? Didn't come after drugs. That was on your own.
Impulsive.
No. That's relatively recent.
Me and Racine. Massive life decisions.
Me and Racine were in Chicago, and we had both like just felt like shit from eating like shit. And we had one day where Racine was like, "Yeah, you want to go to Sweet Green?" And I'm like, "Yeah, fuck it, let's go to Sweet Green." And then I was like, "What if I just did this all the time forever?" Mm-hmm. And then I had to, when I started being vegan, I mean, the first couple of days was just going to Sweet Green like twice a day.
And that's all you ate?
Yeah, it was like a Subway Jared thing. And then I guess it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, there is, I don't know if I've made this argument, it's not an argument publicly, but like, I guess I kind of always like bought the idea that like there's no ethical like argument for eating animals, right? Like factory farming's fucked up. You could say, oh,
especially
if you hunt your
like
own food or whatever, but I'm not doing that, you know?
Right.
There's other people say, oh, well, you know, like if you, like the soybean farms, they have to, that like, you know, like kills
right.
all these animals or whatever. It's like, yeah, well, so do the fucking, you know, like all the, like the, that, the, then your argument's against factory farming, not necessarily eating animals. It's the only point I'm making is this, is that I guess I always bought the argument that it's unethical to do it.
Okay.
But I always thought it was too much of a hassle to not. So
right.
it's like, okay, I'll do the best I can. And then I started doing it and it was really easy. And so I think it's like the same thing to me. It's on, literally in my head occupies the same space as like not misgendering trans people, where it takes zero effort and it's like, it's probably the better choice. Mm-hmm. So then I'll do that just because it's like, it's easy.
Do you eat cheese?
No, to not misgender trans
people. No, it's
people.
Vegan.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. So like not going up to like and I don't care. I'm not like a trans activist, but I'm not going to go up to like a trans person and be like, hey, hey, fella.
Trans activist?
Yeah.
I don't think you should be an asshole to people.
Right, exactly.
Hurt their
That's
feelings.
It. Yeah. Right.
If it's they literally, want yeah. you to do something, just do it. I mean, it's not going to. Doesn't have any effect on me.
So the short answer is I do the vegan stuff for ethical reasons, but only because it doesn't require much of me.
Do you feel like when you take shits, they're S-shaped?
No, never.
That's
yeah.
a sign
what does that
of, because it's a sign of good, like.
In Chinese,
exactly.
religion.
Yes.
Your S-shits.
Uh-huh. It was a Confucian thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ni hao in Chinese, it means many S-shits to you.
What are your tics? What are your weirdest like habits? You probably have some strange
biting
shit.
My toenails.
You bite your toenails.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Really?
That's like a sort of a vegan flexibility.
Yeah.
That is kind of
that.
Like a yoga kind
I got
of thing.
Long feet.
Yeah.
You suck
your toenails. They don't reach to your head.
No, but
you
I
gotta
can.
Have, you got a bunch right. of other joints.
See, you just did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I have, my hips are tight. I don't know
tight.
If I can get up there.
I do that. What else do? I take a lot of cough medicine.
Oh, DSS, you do do drugs.
I guess in a way, I take cough medicine like 5 or 6 times a week.
That's really
what? I take my kids' cough, I don't know. I take my kids' like children's Dimetapp.
Well, that just tastes good.
That's why I think I've just gotten a kind of
an it's got, it's got DXM.
But you vibe out to it? You take it and you're like, groovy.
I don't even know what it does to me. It's,
right.
It's almost like having a cup of coffee now. Like I just take a teaspoon full of children's Dimetapp.
You should
almost
just regular
that stuff is bad for you. Yeah. Because that's in the same class of drugs as like PCP and ketamine.
So then you're right. I am doing drugs.
Yeah, you're getting wet every day.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
I remember I did it once freshman year of college.
CBS
and my dick
my
got
kids.
So small.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dick's never coming back. It's going to be just tiny for the rest of my life. I fucked up my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was like. And you can't move. You like, you have to walk
along
a wall.
You walk weird. You feel like you're on the moon.
It's a really stupid way to get high.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's dumb.
I knew a kid that got circumcised at 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking wild, dude.
Was it like a Native American rite of passage thing?
He did it for his girlfriend at the time because she didn't like that he had skin on his cock.
They got to stop telling us what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's it.
Then she dumped him. She dumped him like a week or two later and he just had a bandaged dick.
That's crazy. You know about those like tribes in the Amazon that they have like a rite of passage where you have to stick your like a dick in the like a bullet ant?
Yeah.
Fucking like a gourd filled with bullet ants.
Or what about the ones where they thought to cure AIDS they would fuck babies?
Yeah.
That was
another
South
sick
Africa.
One, dude.
That was
dude,
in
again,
South Africa.
Again, yeah. One of the all time like dubs of a normally a dark horse in society is like the pedophile that convinced people that was the way to get rid of AIDS.
Yeah.
You know? Because imagine that play. Imagine you're like a pedophile and you're like, this is going to be a long shot. Because if I say this, they're going to know I'm a pedophile.
Right.
But if I'm right, if I get them to do it, that's like, it's like Heath. Michael Mann should make a movie about that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck Ferrari. No Enzo Ferrari. The next Michael Mann movie should be about the guy that convinced, the pedophile that convinced people to fuck babies.
It's kind of like Freud. Like, Freud clearly just wanted to fuck the shit out of his mom. And then he said that all guys want to fuck the shit out of their moms.
Right.
So he just like made his thing normal.
Fucking your mom has got to be... That is more vile than pedophilia.
You're not. Mm-hmm. You're not Italian. You're not Italian. That's the most German thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
I say, wow, that 23andMe shit is real.
Because the WAPs and us fellas, the J boys, we're in love with our mothers.
But to fuck, you want to fuck them?
There was some comic.
Not fuck. But like.
Do you know that guy Andrew Short? Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Schultz?
No, Andrew Short. I don't know. He, like, disappeared. He did used to do comedy in New York.
Yeah, Andrew Short. He was good.
He was. He had a tweet one time that said Valentine's Day or Mother's Day is just Valentine's Day for Italians.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And that made me chuckle a lot. It's probably one of my favorite tweets I ever saw.
Did you retweet it?
I'm sure I did.
There you go.
Time,
you just got to show love.
Yeah.
I remember getting a Nick Mullen retweet back in the day. Felt like flying. I was like, wow, I got 40 likes. I was like, I feel like a tequila. I feel like an internet
what happened
sensation.
To
her? Nazi.
Yeah, she. Oh,
she
damn.
Became a Nazi.
She's some scandal.
Oh damn.
She lost her mind. She had a Bronfman or like some really like old money family. She dated one of the daughters, and then the daughter died suddenly. I just read the Tila Tequila Wikipedia recently, and then I watched the porn.
Real quick, you gotta get out of here.
I gotta take my jiu-jitsu.
You gotta go to fight.
What time is it? Did he FaceTime back?
2:49. No, he didn't, dude.
Did he write back to the
anyway, thanks for joining us this week on the Adam Friedland Show, everybody.
Salt Lake City this weekend.
Dallas
Friday,
this weekend.
Saturday.
Hyenas, Fort Worth, Friday and Saturday.
And go see Chrissy.
At
San Antonio, April 13th, and then September 23rd, the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden.
Amazing. Unreal. Thank you
so
much
for
coming.
Us.
The man.
Fantastic.
The best guy.
So much
Christopher
fun.
Christopher Moltisanti.
Moltisanti.
And Dave, are the lights broken?
Do the light thing.